愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all.
今天下午一起学习的题目是尝尝主恩的滋味。
This afternoon, topic of mutual encouragement is taste that the Lord is good.
我们看诗篇。
Let's turn to the book of Psalms.
三十四篇。
Psalm 34.
第八节。
Psalm 34 verse 8.
诗篇三十四篇的八节。
Psalm 34 verse 8.
三十四篇第八节。
Psalm 34 verse 8.
你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善，投靠他的人有福了。
Verse 8. Oh, trust and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him.
今天我们就是以这一节作为题目。
Today's topic is based on this.
要尝尝主恩的滋味。
Taste and see that the Lord is good.
有时候我们想想我们的信仰是怎么建立起来的呢？
If we have time to think about how our faith is built up.
一开始是别人跟你讲。
At first, other people will tell you about this faith.
后来你开始来听。
Afterwards, you started to listen.
听的道理。
You listen to the truth.
也听了很多别人的见证。
You also heard many people's testimonies.
别人的领受神的恩典。
Other people receiving the grace of the Lord.
你可能背了很多的教义跟教条跟经节。
You have also memorized a lot of teachings on doctrines and Bible verses.
甚至你可以讲出来真耶稣教会跟其他教会有什么不一样。
You might even be able to tell the difference, recall the difference of TJC and other churches.
甚至你有可能在教会也帮忙一些工作。
And you might even also help out in the church.
但是那一些是我们接触信仰的经过。
But all these is part of the process of us being in touch with faith.
但是最关键的一点。
But the most important part.
怎么样才可以建立我们的信仰？
The most important part is how we build our own faith.
就是你自己要尝一尝。
It is for us to taste that the Lord is good.
主恩的滋味。
To taste how good the Lord is.
我们常常听别人说，哎呀，哪一个餐馆很好吃。
We often hear from other people that this restaurant is very good.
那看了很多 review， 看了很多人写评论。
We will read all the reviews.
但是你自己不去吃一趟，你还是感受不了。
But if we don't go there and taste it for ourselves, we cannot experience it.
我以前也听别人说啊，这个榴莲哦，太臭了。
Before I've also heard from the people that durian smells bad.
放在榴莲放在房间里面啊，大家都跑走。
If you put a durian in the room, then everyone will flee.
我从小父母也不吃榴莲。
And when I was young, my parents never eat durian.
在脑海里面，榴莲就是很恐怖的东西。
So in my mind, durian is a very scary fruit.
没有尝过。
I never tasted.
那是当了传道之后，有机会去世界各地。
But after I became a preacher, I have a chance to go to all over the world.
人家问我要不要尝尝看。
So other people ask me, do you want to try this?
我觉得自己还蛮勇敢的。
So I thought myself to be quite courageous.
吃一口吧。
So I said, I'll try once.
好吃也是一口，不好吃也是可以一口。
So I just try one bite. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad.
尝了一口，那还可以啊。
So I tried it. It's not bad.
没有那么恐怖。
It's not that scary.
越吃越好吃而已。
And it just the more I taste it, the better it tastes.
生鱼片我以前也不敢吃。
I never would want to eat sashimi before.
以前也是去地方教会人家招待，要不要尝？尝一口。
But once when I went to a local church, they asked me to try this.
尝一口之后觉得还可以。
After I took a bite, it's not bad.
是我们肉体的食物啊，你可以尝，你可以喜欢还是不喜欢。
Of course, these are physical foods. You can taste it, and then you judge for yourself whether or not you like it.
那要自己有经验。
And then afterwards, you have your own experience.
对于神的恩典呢，不是只有听来的。
But for the grace of God, you cannot just hearing it, just hear it.
这个信仰要站立得住，维持得久啊，最重要你自己要体验。
For your faith to stand and last, most importantly, you have to experience for yourself.
你要尝尝，你要自己吃到了，这个味道，你才会自己知道要不要继续的追求。
You have to experience and taste the faith, and then you can decide for yourself if you want to believe.
那神的恩典有什么味道呢？
And what is the taste of the Lord's grace?
这里说它是美好的。
Here it says that it is good.
我们看新约的雅各书。
Let's turn to the book of James.
第一章。
James chapter 1.
十七节。
James chapter 1 verse 17.
雅各书的一章的十七节。
James chapter 1 verse 17.
十七节。
17.
各样美善的恩赐 和各样全备的享事都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来，在他并没有改变也没有转动的影儿。
17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning.
这里说啊，所有美好的恩赐还有全备的享事都是从上头来的。
Here it says every good gift and every perfect gift is from above.
上头就是从神来的意思。
From above means it's coming from God.
爱很美好。
Love is very good.
爱的源头在哪里呢？
And what is the source of love?
为什么人会爱别人呢？
Why will people love another person?
爱从哪里来的呢？
Where does love come from?
其实爱从神来的。
Love come from God.
善良从哪里来的呢？
Where does goodness come from?
人为什么会善良呢？
Why is a person good?
因为神造人的时候就把这个善良的因素放在我们的心里。
Because when God created man, he put this a goodness inside of man.
所有正面的东西都是从神来的。
So all the good things come from God.
神不会造一些负面的东西。
God will not create anything that's negative.
我们生活当中其实有很多负面的事情。
In our life, there's a lot of negative things.
有很多负面的人。
There's a lot of negative people.
有很多负面的态度。
There's a lot of negative attitudes.
你跟负面的人在一起多啊，你自己也变负面。
If you are with the negative people more, you become negative yourself.
我们的心情很容易被别人影响。
Our mentality, our mood will be easily influenced by them.
但是这里说，如果你靠近神，
But here it says, if you draw close to God,
圣经说神就是光。
The Bible says God is light.
你常常照光，常常看到光，你心中就光明。
If you always have been shined by the light, then you yourself inside of you becomes bright.
你亲近神，你就会变得很正面。
If you draw close to God, you become very positive.
神给你的恩典、恩赐啊，是美好的，还有完全的。
Because the gift that God has given to you is good and perfect.
人给你的东西啊，不一定美好，也不一定完全。
And what man gives you, the gift might not be good and might not be perfect.
可以说钱是好的东西。
For example, money is a good thing.
但是有时候太多钱会影响一个人的品格。
But if you have too much money, it will influence your characteristics.
影响一个人的家庭。
It will influence your household.
所以人的东西、人的恩典呢，不是完全的。
So the gift of man is not necessarily perfect.
但是从神来的才是完全。
But what is from God is perfect.
他也不改变。
And he will not change.
所以我们要接近神。
So we have to draw close to God.
你要尝尝这个信仰的滋味。
We have to taste how the faith tastes like.
你尝过了，知道哇，那么好，我以后要再来，我以后要再吃。
If you taste it and you found that it's good, you want to come back and taste it again.
所以我们当父母的常常为孩子下一代祷告。
So being parents, we often pray for our next generation.
我们有时候父母以为把孩子带来教会，我就尽了责任了。
Some parents feel that if I bring them to the church, I fulfill my duties.
把他从小宗教教育，把他送进去教室里面。
I send them to the religious education classrooms.
这个还不够啊。
That's not enough.
如果一个孩子成长的过程当中自己没有体验神，
If for a child while he's growing up he never experienced God,
他以后要继续留在信仰当中是很困难的。
And then in the future, if you want to stay in the faith, it's very difficult.
但是当他自己小小的心灵里面，体验过神了，神是好的。
But when in his little heart he experienced what God is like,
这个信仰是好的。
Taste that faith is good.
他到老了都不会偏离。
Then when he's old, he will not depart, deviate from this path.
所以我们当父母的要常常为儿女祷告，希望他们自己可以体验神。
So being parents, we have to often pray for our children so that they themselves can experience God.
我们自己也是一样。
For us, it's the same.
我们听到的理论、道理。
We hear the teachings, the theories.
如果加上我们生活有体验。
And if we also have experience in our life,
哇，那的信仰就建立起来了。
Then we can build our faith.
那我们来怎么样才能够尝尝主恩的滋味？
So how do we taste that the Lord is good?
那我们来看回来诗篇三十四篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 34.
在第八节、第九节里面呢，有讲到有关于三样的事情。
In verse 8 and verse 9, it talks about three things.
还有第十节。
And also verse 10.
八九十节呢，讲到如果你要尝主恩的滋味，你要做这三件事情。
Verse 8, 9, 10, it tells us that if we want to taste that the Lord is good, we have to do these three things.
有三个动词。
There is three verbs.
如果你做到了，你就会尝到。
If you are able to do those things, you can taste that
it is good. 你不做这件事情，你就尝不到。
If you don't do those things, you won't taste that the Lord is good.
看看是哪几样。
Let's see what these three verbs are.
第八节 这下半句说，投靠他的人是有福的。
Verse 8, the second half says, blessed is the man who trusts in him.
如果你要尝主恩的滋味，
If you want to taste that the Lord is good,
你要学习在你的人生当中要投靠神。
You have to learn that in your life, you need to trust in God.
投靠神就是凡事你要依赖他，寻求他的意思。
Trusting God means in all things you trust and rely on Him.
这个文化，这个社会告诉我们，做什么事情要靠自己。
In our culture, in our society, we are taught that we have to rely always on ourselves.
自己要努力。
We have to work hard.
当然人一定要努力。
And of course, we ourselves have to work hard.
人也有他的聪明跟智慧。
We also have own wisdom and knowledge.
但是其实人是很有限的。
But human beings, we are very limited.
如果我们随着我们年龄的长大，我们经验越多，越发觉自己真的是很有限。
And as we age, as we have more experience, we realize that we are truly limited.
人到中年以后啊，有很多的无奈。
When man comes to the middle age, they feel a lot of helplessness.
很多事情啊不能改变。
Because they understood that many things they could not change.
年轻人很有理想。
When for young men they are very ambitious.
我可以改变社会。
They want to change the society.
改变世界。
They want to change the world.
我可以创造我的将来。
They want to create a future for themselves. 只要
我努力，头脑好，够拼，够认真，什么都可以。
They feel that if I work hard, if I'm putting the effort, if I'm smart enough, then I can do all things.
但是有时候人到中年了，看回去，其实不是你想的那么简单。
But when you reach on your mid age, you think that it's not as easy as you thought.
做事情啊，不是只有靠自己就可以成功。
When you do things, it's not just by your own strength.
太多，因为人有太多连自己都控制不了的因素。
Because there's so many factors that you cannot take account for or control.
既然你控制不了，你怎么靠自己呢？
So if you cannot control them, then how can you rely on yourself?
像天气你控制不了。
For example, the weather you cannot control.
你明天要做什么？你要看天气啊。
What you want to do tomorrow, it depends on the weather.
明天要去玩，那明天天气好才好玩。
If you want to go out and play, the weather must be good in order for you to go out.
你找工作要经济好，工作才比较好找。
If you want to search for a job, the economy has to be good in order for you to find one.
进到公司里面。
Even if you enter a company,
最努力那一个不一定是最成功的那一个。
The one that who works the hardest, he might not necessarily be the most successful one.
有时候你很忠心的工作，那是所遇到的待遇却不一定很好。
Sometimes you work most faithfully, but you might not necessarily get the same reward.
太多控制不了的事情。
There's too many things that you cannot control.
所以要了解人生，要了解人的有限，才会依靠神。
So we have to realize that we ourselves is limited, then we can rely on God.
我看耶利米书。
Let's turn to the book Jeremiah.
17章的七节。
Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7.
耶利米书17章的七节。
Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7.
十七章第七节。
17 verse 7。
依靠耶和华，以耶和华为可靠的，那人有福了。第八节。
Verse 8。
他必像树栽在水旁，在河边扎根，炎热来到并不惧怕，叶子软必清脆，在干旱之地，这年毫无挂虑，而且结果不止。
7. Blessed is a man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. 8. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spread out its roots by the rivers, and will not fear when he comes, and its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the years of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruits.
这里第七节说依靠耶和华，这个依靠这个字跟诗篇34篇所以说投靠是同一个字，就是 trust。
So here it uses the similar wording that we have to trust in the Lord.
如果你会靠神，你有福气的。
If you know how to trust in the Lord, you are blessed.
这里不是说你很聪明，你有福气哦。
Here it doesn't say that if you're smart, then you're blessed.
不是说你能力很强，你有福气。
It doesn't mean say that if you're capable, then you are blessed.
你会靠神，你有福气。
But if you know how to trust in the Lord, you are blessed.
这里用一个图画画出来给大家看。
And here it even drew out an imagery for everyone to see.
一棵树栽在水旁会有什么的后果？
For a tree planted by the waters, what will happen to it?
它很有生命力。
It will be full of life.
它炎热的时候，它都不会干死。
And when the heat comes, it will not be run out of water.
天气越热，它从旁边那个河边抽到的水就越多，它反而更生命力更强。
And even if the weather is very hot, the more water it can draw out of the river.
那为什么这棵树可以这样呢？
So how come this tree could be like this?
因为它扎根在水旁。
Because it is rooted by the waters.
这个水啊，就代表神。
This water is represents God.
一棵树是有两个部分。
And the tree actually has two parts.
一个部分呢，就是看得见的。
The first part is the part that you can see.
树干、树枝、树叶，还有果子。
The branches, the trees, the fruit, the leaves.
看不见的部分就是它的根。
And the part that you cannot see is the roots.
在地底里面。
It's under the ground.
但是看不见的比看得见的更重要。
But what the ones that you cannot see, it's more important than the ones that you can see.
人也有两个部分。
For a man also has two parts.
一个部分是大家看得见的。
There's a part that everyone can see.
我们的行为。
Our actions,
我们的身份地位背景
our status, our backgrounds,
但是也有看不见的部分
There's also a part that we cannot see.
就是我们的心
It's our hearts.
像我们大家坐在这边哦，你穿什么衣服、头发、哪个型，大家都看得很清楚。
For us, when we're sitting here, you can tell our appearances, our hair, what we dress.
但是你的心在想什么，这是隐藏的，除了你自己，别人都不知道。
But now what we think in our hearts is hidden from everyone else. Only we ourselves knows what's inside.
那这棵树为什么可以有生命力呢？
But for this tree, how come it is so lively?
就是当你挖下去的时候，你会发觉原来这个根呢，就是在水的旁边。
That is, if you look deeper into the tree, you see that its roots is beside the water.
那一个人怎么才可以常常会体验到主的恩典？常常主道恩的滋味呢
？So how can a man often experience that the Lord is good？
就是你挖下去他的内心呢、啊，他会紧紧的跟神连在一起。
That is, if you dig deep into a man's heart, his heart is very entrenched with God.
在他心里面最深的地方，他不是靠自己的。
In the deepest part of his heart, he's not relying upon himself.
他是靠神的。
He's relying on God.
那我们讲讲我们今天呢、啊？你跟我，我们坐在这里。
Let's talk about today, you and I sitting here.
我们信了主也很久了，可能。
We perhaps believe in the Lord for a long time.
但是你的心，你的根的部分，真正有跟神连在一起吗？
But inside of you, in the roots inside your heart, is it connected to God?
Yeah, 有时候一挖下去啊，不是挖到水旁。
Sometimes when we dig deeper, we do not see water.
我们还是会靠自己。
We are still relying on ourselves.
哇，一生病的时候，哎，我认识某个专科啊，
我
跟他关系很好。
When we are sick, we know that we'll say, "Oh, I know this specialist. I know that he's a very good doctor."
赶紧跟他联系。
And we make the phone call right away.
觉得他是大医生。
Because we feel that he is a great doctor.
没有错，医生是有帮助。
Surely, doctor will help you.
但是医生也有没帮助的时候。
But there is a limitation with the doctors and their skills.
当你很严重的时候，医生也帮不了你。
When your situation, condition is very bad, even the doctors cannot help you.
但是当你的心是紧紧跟神连在一起的时候
，But when your heart is deeply connected to God,
你遇到什么事情，你第一个想到主耶稣。
Whatever happens to you, your first reaction is, Lord Jesus, let me rely on Him.
就算找医生之前，你要祷告主啊，让我找到一个合适的医生。
Even before you look for a doctor, you pray to God and ask God to help you to find a good doctor.
医生要帮我开刀，主啊，借着医生的手带领一个开刀能够顺利。
Even when you have a surgery, you pray to God and ask God to guide this doctor to perform a surgery that's successful.
旧约有一个王啊，西西家王。
There is a king in the Old Testament, King Hezekiah.
他得到必死的病。
He received this terminal illness.
神跟他讲，你透过先知说，你准备好后事了，你是不会得到医治的。
And the Lord God through a prophet told him that you had to prepare you are about to die.
但是他很不舍得。
But he doesn't want to die.
他也不想死，他要祷告。
So he prayed.
主啊，怜悯我。
He asked the Lord to have mercy on him.
我过去所做的事情。
All the things I have done.
在你面前怎么诚意，怎么做，有义行。
How I have been righteous before your eyes.
求你纪念。
Please remember all these.
他就向神痛哭祷告。
So he wept and prayed before the Lord.
就神呢，就好应允你，再给你十五年的生命。
And God said, "Okay, now I will give you another 15 years of life."
他就这样就好了。
And he was recovered.
我们教会也有很多的见证。
There's many testimonies in our church.
医生宣判没有用了，没有效了。
The doctors has already complained proclaimed that this is there's no help.
开刀也没有用啊。
Not even surgery could help you.
给你开了也是暂时的，让你心里就舒服一点而已。
Even if you perform the surgery, it is only it's not useful.
但是透过靠神，透过祷告。
But through prayers, through relying on God,
有奇迹的发生。
Miracles happen.
这个这么大的根呢，在他水旁边。
That is because a person's root is beside the waters.
我们也想想，有一些人呢，我们有时候想靠自己的努力可以留住自己的工作。
A lot of times we thought that by working hard, I can maintain my job.
尤其是现在经济也开始又不好了。
Especially nowadays, the economy is going downhill.
我更努力，加了更多的班，讨好老板，讨好客户。
If I work hard, if I put in extra times, I try to please the boss, please my customers.
但是你想一想，是不是你努力就一定能够留住你的工作？
But if you think about it, is it really that if you work hard, you can keep your job?
不一定啊。
Not necessarily.
有时候公司不好倒闭了，全部都遣散了。
Sometimes if your company go bankrupt, then everyone is gone.
有时候你不是老板喜欢的人，虽然你很努力工作，他还是叫你走。
Or sometimes you're not the one that your boss likes, then you are also gone.
所以其实真正的想下去，不是靠自己就可以。
So truly, if we think deeper, we cannot just rely on ourselves.
所以这里说要投靠，要依靠耶和华。
So here it says trust in the Lord.
有什么好处呢？
What is the goodness out of it?
第八节，
verse 8.
它好像树在水旁啊，扎根了，炎热来到它都不会怕。
Verse 8, for he shall be like a tree planted by the water, which spreads out the roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes.
炎热就是代表人生不顺利的时候，遇到考验的时候。
So the heat, they are the challenges and the troubles in life.
可能你失业了。
Perhaps you lost your job.
财务危机了。
Or you have a financial crisis.
生病了。
Or you're sick.
甚至绝症了。
Or you have terminal illness.
哇，这个时候是炎热来了。
And now that is heat.
你的生命力强不强？这是看炎热的时候。
Now whether or not your liveliness within you is strong, it depends on your roots.
不是在温室保护好的时候啊。
It is not that you're within a house that's protecting you.
这个植物在温室当然长起来，因为温度的控制得很好。
For if you're in a sunroom, the plants, everything's controlled, you're well protected.
但是一拿出去就死掉了。
But then if you take those plants out, they die right away.
因为它自己不会，它自己没有根在水旁。
Because itself, it does not have roots beside the water.
如果我们信靠神。
But if we rely on God,
你不用怕炎热。
We don't have to be afraid of the heat.
经济不好，你怕它什么？但是主耶稣，一些老板上面还有主耶稣。
If the economy is not well, what you're afraid of, your boss is God.
主耶稣让我有工作，我就有工作。
If the Lord wants you to have a job, you'll have a job.
义人不会饿死，圣经的话。
The Bible tells us that the righteous will not be a beggar.
这个就是根扎在水旁。
This is having your roots deeply rooted beside the waters.
不会害怕。
You'll not fear.
啊，怎么才可以不害怕呢？
So how come you'll not fear?
你要常常靠神。
You have to often rely on God.
有个弟兄啊。
There's a brother.
他看医生。
He went to see a doctor.
医生给他做了检查之后
，After diagnosis,
告诉他说你很严重。
The doctor said this is a very severe condition.
你有癌症，有肿瘤，需要开刀。
You have a cancer tumor and we need to perform surgery.
他听了之后开车回家，那个精神都不集中。
So when he is driving home on that day, he can't even focus.
他没有想到这种事会发生在他的身上。
He never thought that this would happen to him.
哇，差点被大卡车撞了。
He almost got struck by a truck.
还好没事。
Because he's not focused.
他回到家也睡不太早。
When he went home, he could not fall asleep.
但是他想起我有主耶稣。
But suddenly he was reminded that I have Lord Jesus.
我有信仰。
I have a faith.
他就开始祷告。
So he started to pray.
为这个事情跟神求。
So for this matter, he prayed to God.
神啊，你给我平安的心。
He asked the Lord to give him a heart of peace.
让我不要害怕。
That I will not be afraid.
我该接受什么治疗，你就给我勇敢去接受。
So whatever treatment I'll receive, help me to briefly accept those.
被圣灵充满。
So then he was filled by the Holy Spirit.
一直祷告靠神。
And then he continued to pray and rely on God.
祷告到心里不害怕。
Until the time that he is not afraid in his heart.
他去开刀那一天。
So until the day of surgery.
家人因为忙。上班了，没有人陪他去。
All his family members were busy with work, so nobody went with him.
自己打包，自己拿行李去。
So he packed his luggage and he went.
护士看到他，问他说：“谁要开刀？”
And the nursery went and saw him. Who's the one having surgery?
我要开刀啊。
So he said, "I'm the one."
你没有人陪你吗？没有家人吗？
And the nurse asked, are you by yourself? Where's your family members?
他说，我说我是一个人来。
So he said, I'm by myself.
他们很忙。
They are all very busy.
我开刀，我来就好了。
But I'm the one getting the surgery, so I'm here.
很惊讶，怎么那么勇敢，自己一个来。
And the nurse was surprised, how can you be so brave?
因为他心中已经找到根了。
Because in his heart is already rooted.
在水旁。
It's beside the water.
开刀的结果不是医生决定的，是神决定的。
The result of the surgery is not depending upon the doctors, it's depending on God.
你能活多久也不是医生决定的，是神决定的。
How long you can live is not depending upon the doctor, it's upon God.
哎，不用怕。
No, he's not afraid.
他心中很平安。
He feels very peaceful.
所以这样的有这种心态，能够投靠真正投靠神的人，他就会尝到主恩的滋味。
So if you have such a mentality to truly rely on God, you taste that the Lord is good.
我们再看箴言的第三章。
Let's also read Proverb.
三章的第五节。
Proverb chapter 3 verse 5.
箴言三章五节。
Proverb chapter 3 verse 5.
箴言的三章第五节。
Proverb 3 verse 5.
你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明。
By trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
这里一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths.
这节圣经都很多基督徒很喜爱。
Here is one of the many favorite verses liked by all Christians.
告诉我们怎样才可以尝到主的恩典。
It tells us how we can taste that the Lord is good.
就是要专心仰赖神。
Here it tells us we have to trust the Lord with all of our hearts.
那什么叫专心仰赖神呢？
What does it mean by all of our hearts?
第六节就解释了。
Verse 6 explains.
你要一切所行的事上。
In everything that you do.
你要认定他。
You acknowledge God.
这个很重要。
This is very important.
什么叫一切的事上认定他呢？
What does it mean to acknowledge him in all our ways?
这是你要凡事大事小事中间的事都好。
It means that regardless big, small or medium sized matters.
尤其你要做决定之前。
Especially before you make a decision.
你要先把这个决定权拿到神的面前来问神。
You take this decision and present this decision and ask God.
神啊，我有计划这样做，但是不晓得好不好。
You ask the Lord that, Lord, I have this mindset to do this. I don't know if it's good.
如果你觉得好
，If you believe that it's good,
你带领我。
Please lead me.
如果你觉得不好
，If you believe that this is not good,
那求你阻挡我。
Please hinder me.
让我不要我往这个方向。
So that I do not walk in this way.
越大的决定之前，越需要来认定神，就是来先问一下神。
So the greater the decision it is, the more you had to ask God.
祷告到你心里有平安了，你知道说，哎，这个方向。
You can pray until you feel at ease in your heart, then you can go this direction.
有人这样做这个比喻。
Some people have made this analogy.
就好像神在开这个驾驶座，他在开车，我们在旁边。
So God is in the driver's seat, and then we're beside him.
神说去哪里就好，哪里有。
So God said, let's go this way, then we go that way. 神在带最好的。It is the best that God is driving.
但是有时候我们刚好相反。
But a lot of times we do the opposite.
我们自己要做主。
We want to make a decision for ourselves.
那求神来给我们肯定。
And then we ask God to affirm our decision.
啊，神啊，我已经决定好这样做了。
We say, God, I already made this decision.
心里面想说，无论你喜不喜欢，我已经决定了。
You in your heart you say, whether or not you like it, I'm going to do it.
现在我要来求你来祝福我。
Now I ask you to bless me.
让我可以很顺。
So that I can be very smooth.
我要右转，神啊，右转了，准备好了。
So you say to God, I'm about to do a right turn. Be prepared.
神啊，我现在要左转了，让我转得很顺。
You say, God, I'm about to make a left turn. Please help me.
你这早已经决定好了，你还祷告。
But if you have made your mind already, why are you still praying?
这个像不像我们的祷告的时候？
It is our prayer sometimes.
早就决定好要怎么做，只是来求神帮你背书一下而已。
You already arrange your ways. You just want to
来求神祝福你而已。
To ask God to help you.
所以有时候神说好，你就去吧，让你的方向来做，试试看。等你不行的时候。
So sometimes God will allow you to walk your own way and let you try.
有时候对自己的眼光很有信心。
Sometimes we're very we trust our sight.
对自己很有信心。
We have great confidence in ourselves.
忘记了靠神。
But we forgot to rely on God.
所以我们有时候要想想。
So sometimes we have to think.
你的生活是不是缺乏对信仰的体验？
in your life do you lack experience of God?
体验不到主的恩典的滋味呢？
That you cannot taste the Lord's good.
可能你自我意见太强了。
Perhaps you have too strong of a self-will.
你觉得你的人生还掌握你的手中。
You feel that you are still in control of your own life.
其实你确实没有。
But actually you're not.
我们要顺服神。
We are to submit to God.
投靠神。
To trust in God.
做什么事情？
In everything that we do,
要先求问神。
We are to ask of Him.
那再来，我们来看回来诗篇。
Now let's return back to Psalm.
34:9.
Psalm 34:9.
诗篇三十四篇第九节。
Psalm 34:9.
第九节，耶和华的圣名啊，你们当敬畏他，应敬畏他的一无所缺。
Now, O fear the Lord, you His saints. There is no want to those who fear Him.
这里说要尝到主恩的滋味的第二个原因方法，就是要敬畏神。
Here it tells you us the second method to taste that the Lord is good is for us to fear God.
什么叫敬畏神呢？
What does it mean to fear God?
就是对神啊，有点怕神的那种感觉。
It meant that you are afraid of God.
但是有人说神是爱啊，为什么要怕神？
So you say God is love. Why would I fear Him?
神是爱，神是爱你的，神是你最好的爸爸。
Surely God is your father. God loves you.
他是天父，他是众光之父，他把一切最美好的都要给你。
He is your heavenly father. He's father of all lights. He wants to give you the best gift.
在平常的情况之下，你是不需要怕神的。
In ordinary situations, you shouldn't fear God.
为什么要怕神？
But why would you fear God?
怕神就是怕我们自己走差的道路。
You fear God because you're afraid that you might deviate from His path.
做了神不喜欢的事。
That you might do things that will not please Him.
那神是烈火，神是审判。
And God is fire. God is a God of judgment.
所以这种情况之下，你就要怕神。
So in those situations, you shall fear Him.
所以这里说，如果你要尝到主恩的滋味。
So here it tells us if you want to taste that the Lord is good,
你什么都不要怕。
You don't need to be afraid of anything.
但是你要怕神。
But you have to fear God.
怕自己犯罪。
You have to fear that you might sin against God.
什么叫敬畏神？
So what does it mean to fear God?
我们看这个箴言。
Let's read Proverbs.
第八章。
Proverbs chapter 8.
第十三节。
Proverbs chapter 8 verse 13.
箴言的八章十三节。
Proverbs chapter 8 verse 13.
箴言八章十三节。
Proverbs chapter 8 verse 13.
敬畏耶和华在乎恨恶邪恶。请读。
13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil.
这里告诉我们很清楚了。
Here is very clear.
敬畏神跟罪恶是相反的，是也没有办法同时存在的。
Fearing God and evil, it's opposite. They cannot coexist.
因为罪恶是把我们挡在我们跟神的中间。
Because evil is a thing that hinders, it's blocking the way that we have before the Lord.
一条水管。
Just like a pipe.
如果塞住了，水就流不出来。
If it's blocked, then the water will not flow out.
神的恩典要一直流到我们的心里。
God's grace will flow to us.
但是那个罪恶有时候挡住了。
But often it's blocked by sin.
所以咱们才可以尝到主的恩典。
So how can we taste that the Lord is good?
敬畏神。
We have to fear God.
从年轻人开始。
Starting from young men.
年轻人，我们在看电脑。
So as a young man, when you look into the computer,
这试探很多啊，有时候你不去找啊，那些不好的影像都会自己跳出来。
There's a lot of temptations. Even if you don't look for them, they pop out.
敬畏神，不敢看那些。
But if you fear God, you refrain yourself from seeing those.
不要以为看没什么所谓。
Don't think that I just by looking at it, there's nothing much.
看了就会想。
But when you see it, you think.
想了祷告就不专心。
When you think about it, you cannot focus in prayer.
想多了就会去做。
When you think too much, you do those things.
敬畏神，那些东西不应该看了，不要看。
So if you fear God for the things that you're not supposed to see, you'll not see.
敬畏神，在你的工作场所、学校，有人引诱你做一些不好的事情。
If you fear God in your school, in your work, if someone tempts you to do bad things, you will not do.
你宁可得罪老板，宁可得罪同事，都不敢得罪神。
You will rather that you displease your boss, displease your coworker. You don't want to displease God.
像约瑟被卖到埃及当奴仆。
Just like Joseph when he was sold to Egypt to become slave.
因为长得很帅。
Because he was handsome.
又年轻。
He was young.
被祖母看上。
He was look favorably upon by the master's wife.
每天引诱他。
The master's wife tempted him every day.
但是约瑟心中敬畏神。
But Joseph in his heart, he feared God.
哇，那个祖母一直跟着他。
This master's wife always followed him.
一开始用眼睛来电他。
At first, he'll use his eyes to try to attract him.
哎呀，约瑟都没有看他。
But good thing that Joseph will never look at her.
那个祖母很厉害，好像狮子一样。
But this master's wife is like a lion.
到最后都直接抓他了，不用问他得不同意啊。
At the end, he wanted to grab of him and devour him.
约瑟吓死了。
But Joseph was afraid.
约瑟不是开心死了，哇，机会来了。
Joseph was not so too happy that he was afraid to die.
快没命了。
He's about to lose his life.
哦，那么他是年轻人呢，血气方刚。
And because he's a young man.
如果被抓住了这样子，肯定灵魂失去了。
If he was caught like this, he would lose his soul.
所以他衣服都不要了，一转身就跑了。
So he would rather lose his garments and ran away.
我怎么样敢做这大恶得罪神呢？
He said, "How can I commit this great sin before God?"
他不是怕他的祖母不高兴。
He is not afraid that he will displease the master's wife.
他不是怕说会被发现。
He is not afraid that this will be discovered.
他说怕得罪神。
He said that he's afraid to commit sin against God.
因为约瑟有这种敬畏神的心。
Because Joseph has such mindset to fear God.
一生就得到神很大的祝福。
His whole life was blessed by God.
以后不但只当了宰相。
In the future, not only did he become prime minister of Egypt.
救了全族。
He saved his whole race.
成为救恩里面，整个救赎计划里面一个非常重要的人物。
He became a prominent character in the salvation plan of God.
我们有一个姐妹啊，在公司上班。
We have a sister, he works in a company.
我们的姐妹大家也知道啊，真耶稣教的姐妹都斯斯文文、乖乖听话，很有教养，也很可爱的。
We know that our sisters, they are very well-mannered, very good sisters.
那这姐妹在公司上班呢，老板对她特别好。
And while this sister is at work, her boss treats her very well.
但是好的有点奇怪。
But treat her too well, that it felt weird.
我们当姐妹要特别小心，这个世界没有人对你好是没有原因的。
So being a sister, you had to be careful if other people is too good towards you.
老板啊，真的很关心她。
This boss always cared for her.
哎呀，要去哪里旅游，我回来买包包送给她。
When he went to other places travel, he brought back bags.
她觉得老板比我大十几二十岁，又已经结婚了，怎么对我那么好？
So she thought, my boss is 20 years, 10 years older than me, and he's married. Why is he so good to me?
她心中觉得很奇怪，很不舒服。
So she felt very weird in his heart.
这位姐妹已经结婚了，刚刚结婚了。
And this sister, she was just married.
还戴戒指的。
And she had a ring on.
但是很明显，那个老板呢，对她有兴趣。
But this boss, very obviously that he is interested.
越来越靠近她，讲了要不要去吃饭啊？
And he will draw close to her and ask, do you want to go out and eat?
想找机会跟她讲话，单独的讲话。
And find time to talk to her privately.
有时候碰她一下，搭搭肩膀啊。
Or even try to touch her.
哇，这个姐妹觉得很。心中很害怕。
But this sister, she felt afraid.
哇，这个老板对我有兴趣。
This boss is interested.
很危险。
It's very dangerous.
祷告。
She prayed.
主啊，救我，怎么办
？Lord, please save me. What do I do?
在这种工作环境下面很危险。
Under this kind of work conditions, it's very dangerous.
她祷告之后的结果。
After she prayed.
她跟她老公也商量。
She also talked to the husband.
这种试探引诱，不能继续留在里面。
This kind of temptation. She cannot stay in this company anymore.
小公司嘛，几个人，你告他，投诉也没有用。投诉给谁？投诉给老板，他就是老板。
And within this small company, you cannot complain to the anybody because he's the boss.
算了，辞掉，不要在这边做。
So she decided to quit her job and not to work there.
远离试探。
To depart her, to leave, to go far away from temptation.
敬畏神。
Because she feared God.
结果一辞掉，一个礼拜之后，神带领她找到一份更好的工作。
Immediately after she quit her job, a week later she found a better job.
哇，神的带领。
God's guidance.
所以真的凡事都要敬畏神。
So in all things we have to fear God.
另外一位姐妹啊，也是在公司上班。
Another sister, she also worked at a company.
她是当工程师的。
She's an engineer.
很难得才在工程的公司找到工作。
It's a very rare opportunity that you can find a job in an engineer company.
她的工作就是要推销一些公司的产品。
So her job is to promote some products from the company.
老板就跟她讲。
So the boss told her.
你要有业绩就要吹。
So if you want to have good performance, you have to boast and you have to lie.
不可以把有问题的讲出来。
You cannot reveal any problems of product.
只能够讲好的。
You can only talk about the good side.
哎呀，没有那么好，也要讲了有那么好。
Even if it's not that good, you have to say that it's super good.
你越会讲，生意就会越多。
And the more you can talk, the more business you have.
哇，那一开始姐妹真的是这样做。
So at first, the sister did so.
但是越讲啊，那良心就越难过。
But the more she said so, the more her conscience rebuked her.
我每天上班都在说谎。
She said that every day when I go to work, I have to lie.
说到自己的脸皮啊，都已经很厚了。
Until that my face is very thick.
一开始还是觉得难过。
At first, I still feel ashamed.
明明我们工作的产品很烂，但是我要把它讲得很好，结果很多人买。
Even though our product is so bad, we say that it's so good so that people will buy it.
心中觉得非常难受。
She feels very bad at heart.
这种敬畏神的心呢，在里面。
So there is the heart to fear God.
受不了了，做了几个月。
She cannot handle this after a few months.
辞掉。
She quit it.
也很奇妙，一辞掉之后再找更好的工作，谁说原来给她预备了？
Very miraculous. After she quit her job, she found even better one. Not long after.
敬畏神是我们能体验到神恩典的唯一的出路。
Therefore, if you fear God, it is a method that you can taste that God is good.
你不用怕没有前路。
You don't have to be afraid that there is no way for you.
你也不用怕你儿子不够聪明。
You don't have to afraid that your children are not smart enough.
有时候我们都很替我们下一代担心。
Sometimes we really worry for our next generation.
要从小培养哦，学什么学什么。
When they're at young, you try to
最好有八种语言，十种才能。
Teach them all different languages, all skills.
三个学位。
Or three degrees.
哇，这个就有前途了。
And then they'll be very successful.
这搞到自己压力很大。
But then you give yourself a lot of pressure.
其实哦，孩子压力更大。
But actually, your children face more pressure.
孩子不敢讲而已。
Just that your children dare not to complain.
没有了童年，没有了青少年。
They lost their childhood. They lost their youth.
我最近看了一篇文章，写得很好。
Recently, I saw article is written well.
他说我们常担心孩子没有出路。
It says that we often worry that we worry for our children, so that they're not successful in the future.
但是如果我们了解一个道理。
But if we understand a truth,
圣经讲得很清楚。
The Bible is very clear.
主耶稣就是道路。
That Lord Jesus Christ, He is the way.
是唯一的道路啊。
And He is the only way.
唯一的出路啊。
The only way.
如果主耶稣是道路。
If Lord Jesus, He is the way.
你把你的儿女训练成为一个敬畏神的人。
If you train your children to be someone that fear God.
他长大怎样会没有出路？
And when they grow up, how can they not have a way? Because Lord Jesus, He is the way. So those parents thought, well, I thought that it's very right.
我们不怕孩子比人家笨，不怕没有那么优秀。
We don't have to be afraid that our children is not that smart or as good as other children.
每一个孩子都是神造的，都是不一样的。
Every children is created by God. All of them are different.
我们只要问，我在意的是你有没有敬畏神。
All we had to ask is whether or not our children fear God.
如果不敬畏神，很聪明都没有用。
If they don't fear God, even if they're very smart, it's not useful.
所以敬畏神的人，那常常尝到主恩的滋味。
So for those who fear God, they will often taste that the Lord is good.
不一定是最聪明的那一个。
They might not be the most the smartest.
接下来诗篇三十四篇。
Let's return to Psalm 34.
第十节。
Psalm 34, verse 10.
三十四篇的第十节。
Psalm 34, verse 10.
少壮士子还确实忍饿，但寻求耶和华的，什么好处都不缺。
Tender young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good things.
你要尝到主恩的滋味。
If you want to see that the Lord is good,
你要寻求神。
Then you had to seek God.
这很奇妙啊。
It's very wonderful.
圣经不是教你说努力的寻求世界，然后求神来祝福你，让你有更多的世界。
The Bible does not teach you to strive your best to pursue the world and ask God to bless you.
不是这样。
It's not so.
圣经说你努力的好好寻求神。
The Bible tells you to strive to seek God.
神会把你需要的世界那个部分帮你预备。
Then God will prepare what's in the world for you.
这里不是说寻求神的就会发达。
He doesn't tell you that if you seek God, you'll be rich.
如果是的话，每个基督徒都发达。
If this is so, then every Christian is rich.
神绝对有能力让每一个基督徒都发达。
Yeah, of course, God can allow every Christian to be very rich.
但是神故意不这样做。
But God will not do so.
没有必要。
This,
神说，我给你够用就好了。
God just want to give you enough.
真的，你仔细看一看。
But truly, if you look around,
真正信靠神的人。
For those who truly seek God,
敬畏神的人。
Who those who fear God,
有缺乏吗？
Are they in lacking?
你想想你自己，你有缺乏吗？
If you ask yourself, are you in lacking?
你该有的都有了。
Whatever you need to have, you already have.
不用跟别人比较。
You don't have to compare yourself to others.
你问问自己，是不是我现在需要有的主都给了我了？
If you ask yourself, whatever I lacked, has the Lord not given to you?
你要工作，有工作啊。
You want to have a job, you have a job.
有房子住，要房子住，有房子住啊。
If you want to have a house, there is a house for you.
有车子开，有车子开啊。
If you want a car, there is a car for you.
有家庭，有家庭。
You want to have a family, your family is there.
有时候想想，真的没有缺什么。
If you truly think about it, you don't really lack anything.
有时候人就觉得自己很缺乏。
But a lot of times, people thought that they are lacking.
还要更多。
They want to have more.
所以一直在追求那个追求不完的。
So they're always pursuing things that that's unending pursuit.
反而呢，没有专心来寻求神。
And then they ended up not able to wholeheartedly seek God.
所以我们要来寻求神。
So we had to seek God.
怎么寻求神？
How do we seek God?
神就是灵。
God is spirit.
你常常祷告。
You have to pray often.
被圣灵充满。
You have to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
就是寻求神。
Then that is seeking God.
神就是道。
God is the Word.
每天好好花时间读圣经。
Every day you spend time to read the Bible.
默想神的话。
To meditate on God's Word.
诶，就是要寻求神。
Then that is seeking God.
神是爱。
God is love.
好好的去爱人。
You try your best to love everyone else.
爱弟兄姐妹。
To love the brothers and sisters.
这是在寻求神。
That is seeking God.
神是值得你去寻求的。
God is someone that's worthy for you to seek Him.
所以如果你愿意生活当中寻求神。
So if you're willing to seek God in your life.
你会发觉神很多的恩典。
Then you'll see that God has a lot of grace.
如果你生活当中缺乏神的恩典。
If in your life you feel that you're lacking God's grace.
可能是你一直在寻求世界。
Perhaps you all along you've been seeking the world.
忘记了你的信仰。
You have forgotten your faith.
所以如果我们要尝尝主恩的滋味。
So if you want to taste and see that the Lord is good.
你会觉得是好的。
You will find that it is good.
这个信仰变成你自己的。
And that this faith will eventually become yours.
不是你爸爸妈妈的。
It is not your parents.
不是传道，就是执事的。
It's not belonging to the preachers or the deacons.
是你自己的。
This faith belongs to you.
因为你尝过了。
Because you have tasted it.
你有体验。
And you have experienced it.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
187首。